Father, bless these words in Jesus' name. The Word of God says in Revelation 13:8 that the Lamb of God, the Lamb, the Savior, was slain from the foundation of the world. The Savior was slain. But He wasn't slain just 2,000 years ago. He was slain from the foundation of the world. Now, there is something that is very curious in quantum mechanics, which is the physics of the very small, submicroscopically small. Tells us something that is a predicament. One of the things that is difficult for us as a people, and also for scientists who are also people, one of the things that is difficult is quantum mechanics and the functions of the realm of quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics tells us that sometimes cause does not precede effect, that effect precedes cause. And this is very difficult for us to get our minds around, because we think in a cause and effect mentality. And so, of course, the question is there a cause and an effect? Well, certainly there is a cause. The Bible tells us there is a cause and there is an effect. But we cannot think in terms of linear thinking when we consider cause and effect. Cause sometimes does not precede effect. Effect sometimes precedes cause. And we say to ourselves, because we think in linear time, how can this be? How can effect precede cause? Well, these are secular scientists who are telling us this. And it is a temptation for us Christians sometimes to blow off secular scientists, because some of them do adhere to things that we know are not true as the Bible tells us. And certainly those things we do not pay attention to. But that does not mean that these people cannot find elements of truth, because after all, the Word of God in Psalm 19 was also written in nature. And nature testifies of the glory of God. And so sometimes we find these things, like in quantum mechanics, effect can precede cause. And we ask ourselves, how does this really work? And the Bible has the answers. The Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. An effect preceded its cause. The Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. At this point, there were no men, there was no sin. At this point, there was not even earth as we know it. At this point, there was a plan of God. At this point, there were angels and the third heaven. There was not the second heaven, the universe. There was not the first heaven, the atmosphere. There was only the third heaven, the abode of God and the angels. But the Lamb was slain, the effect, before man was. The Lamb was slain before sin was. The Lamb was slain strictly on the basis of what God knew. And that was all that was required. Why does sometimes effect precede cause? Because God knows. We have a God who knows. And this phenomenon of effect preceding cause can really stir up a bit of confusion in our own minds regarding our own lives. Because it is not just that the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world, effect preceding cause. That is not the only instance of this. There is continuous happening of effect preceding cause in the life of every Spirit-filled believer. It is not for a man to know his own way. So there will be times when effect precedes cause, because God anticipates the cause and initiates in His own knowledge, because He knows an effect. For example, God knows the end from the beginning. God knows what I will be called into. God knows the plan for my life. God knew it before I was born. So God initiates effects in my life based on the fact that He is the God who knows. And the God who knows initiates a program of action in my life that is essentially for an effect to a cause that has not arrived yet. For example, God may call a young man to be in Bible college. Now that young man may not know that 10 years down the road he is going to be called to be a pastor, and that call will be perhaps even urgent. But there is a cause down the road that has resulted in an effect before it's happening. You see, God calls those things that are not as though they are. God calls those things in my life that are not as though they are. Why? Because He knows the end from the beginning. So as a believer, I need to learn to trust the nature and the character of God, because there is an effect in my life that was initiated by a cause which has not arrived yet. And so I trust God in the effect as it prepares me for the cause. God doesn't often work, I'd say God doesn't usually work in a cause and effect way. God works with effect to cause. God will initiate things in your life based on a cause that has not arrived. Based on the fact that He knows, and He knows exactly what the end is from the beginning. How is it that the end of a thing is promised to us to be better than the beginning thereof? Because the effect precedes the cause. Because God knows the end from the beginning. He is a God who knows. And He knows exactly what the minutia of my life will be 10, 15, 20, 40 years from now. He knows the moment I will be born from eternity past, and He knows the moment I will go home to be with Him. He knows the day that I will be married. He knows the day that I will have children. He knows the number of hairs on my head. He is a God who knows. And He also knows the cause of the future that brings the effect of today. The Word of God says, they that suffer with Christ will reign with Christ. How many people ask themselves, God, why am I suffering? Because there is an effect to the cause. The cause is that you are called to reign for eternity. The effect is that you must be trained. And so God trains you through challenges. God trains you through suffering. God trains you through discipline. God trains you by initiating a series, a cascade, if you will, of events in your life which will lead you exactly to the cause which initiated the effect. We cannot think in such purely linear terms. We don't think in eternity if we do. We cannot think in such purely linear terms. The Word of God says in Romans chapter 11 and verse 33, O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and of knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. You see, one of the things that I as a believer sometimes wrestle with is the fact that His ways are past finding out and His judgments are unsearchable. I don't understand what God does. I just know that He does it. And the reason why I don't understand what God does is because I do not know the end from the beginning. I don't know what I will need because I don't know the contents of my own heart to be prepared for a cause that has not arrived as I live today in its effect. The call of God may be for a future event in some aspects, but the preparation of God is today. And the call becomes the cause. But the effect of the cause, I experience it in my life today. For example, if I am called to be a pastor, then there will be times when I need wisdom. And God initiates a program to teach me wisdom today before the cause arrives. This is how God deals with us. He deals with us before the cause arrives. Why? Because He's a God who knows. I don't know, but He does. And because He knows and I don't, His ways to me are past finding out, and His judgments are unsearchable. And so God initiates an effect in order to establish a cause. In Romans chapter 11, the Word of God says in verse 30, "For as yet in times past we have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through unbelief." Through their unbelief. "Even so, these also now not believed, that through your mercy they may obtain belief. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that He might have mercy upon all." Oh, the depth of the riches both of wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. "For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been His counselor? Or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto Him again? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." Effect in God's economy preceded cause. The cause is my unbelief. And so God initiated mercy before the cause came about. The effect toward my unbelief is the mercy of God. What triggers the mercy of God? What motivates the mercy of God? My unbelief. Mercy is an expression of God's kindness. If I am lost, if I am fallen, if I have failed, if I do not believe, God's kindness initiates mercy, and the unbelief is the cause, the mercy is the effect, but the mercy comes before the cause. Because there is a cause, and God knows the cause because He knows the end from the beginning. And so even before I fail, even before I live in unbelief, even before I have challenges, God initiates an effect in my life to produce that which I need. When the cause arrives, I will have a provision for the cause. God is a God who knows. And because He is a God who knows, the end and the beginning to Him are indistinguishable. The end and the beginning to me are very easily distinguishable because I think in linear terms. But how is it that the Apostle John, 2,000 years before it happened, managed to see what happened in the tribulation, in the millennial reign? How is it that he managed to see the great white throne judgment? Because creation is not linear. Effect and cause in creation are not linear. Do you understand what this is saying? That means that God works things in my life according to His all knowledge and His foreknowledge, and not according to my understanding or my constraints of time. Effect frequently precedes cause, because He's a God who knows. I can't figure it out. God knows exactly what the plan is. You see, this is where I can rest in this. I can't figure it out. Rest in it. How can I rest in the fact that I can't figure it out? You don't need to. So long as I trust the character of God, I don't need to figure anything out. So long as I trust the character of God, He will walk me through the whole plan. Didn't God say, "My counsel will stand"? He will walk me through the whole plan. Why? Because He knows. And so when effect precedes cause, it doesn't lead to confusion. It leads to rest in His character. God initiated mercy before there was a cause for mercy. Effect preceded cause. God initiates loving kindness before there is a need for loving kindness. God initiates His compassions before I need His compassions. Effect precedes cause. The trials of my life are the causes to the effects that I have been living in. Do you understand that? The test of your faith is the cause to the effect that I have been living in. This is why it is more precious than gold, because it gives you a life. The effect precedes the cause because God knows. What is it that you're going to need 10 years from now? What is going to be your cause? I don't know. God knows the beginning from the end. And so He initiates the effect to meet the cause that hasn't arrived. He knows. This is the beautiful thing of God toward His children. He knows. Do you get that? God knows. God knows you. He knows your name. God knows. In Psalm 139, and verse 2, the Word of God says, "You understand my thoughts from afar off." God knows your thoughts before you even think them. He says in the same passage, "You know my sitting down and my rising up." God knows your decisions before you decide them. In the Word of God in Jeremiah 1:5, He says, "Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you." Before, not after. Before I formed you in the belly. When before? It is an undeterminate time. Before I knew you. Before you were in the belly, I knew you. So every cause that is in my life was initiated by God according to what He needed, and He provided the effect long before I even existed. He put the effect before the cause in my life, so I would have a provision for the cause when the cause arrives, and that provision is the effect. You know what it's like? It's like a doctor puts a cast on your arm before you break it. And the doctor says, "I know that on such and such a date, on such and such a time, you're going to fall down the steps. You're going to slip on your kid's toy that he should have put away 2 hours prior. You're going to slip on that toy. You're going to fall down the step. You're going to break your arm. I'm putting a cast on it now." Why? So that you have a provision for your broken arm when the arm is broken. There is an effect to the cause that precedes the cause that it is affecting. God knew you before you were formed in the belly. And before you came out of the womb, He sanctified you and ordained you into a holy calling. Before you were born, before you were conceived, before the world was formed, the effect preceded the cause. Nathanael could not understand something, but it caused him to believe on the Savior. In John chapter 1 and verse 48, Nathanael said, "Whence knowest thou me?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." I saw you before you were there. The effect preceded the cause. And the result in a couple of verses later was Philip called him the Son of God. And he said, "Do you believe on me because I told you that the effect preceded the cause and I already knew the cause when I initiated the effect?" He says, "Greater things than these are you going to see." And this is what God's purpose is for the effect preceding the cause, that greater things than these are you going to see. The effect precedes the cause to train me unto a cause which will lead me to a greater effect. What does that mean? That means the cause in my life takes me from faith to faith. Takes me from grace to grace. The cause in my life leads me to yet another cause that is preceded by another effect. I get broken now, and I have God's life to minister to 100 people who are devastated. I get broken now, and I have God's life to minister to another 1,000. What? 5 will chase 100, and 100 will put 10,000 to flight. 5 experience the effect now to initiate a cause, and the cause initiates another cause that precedes an effect, and another 10,000 are put to flight. Why? Because there is a lost and dying world, and their effect will initiate a cause that will then produce a cause that will result in an effect before their cause comes. And this is how God is glorified. This is how He is magnified, and this is how we see the invisible. The effect precedes the cause because He is a God who knows. He knew the details of your decisions. He knew the details of your call. And so, you are in the effect of the cause before the cause arrives. You see, this is one of the things that we believers don't quite sometimes get. And therefore, we think that somehow we can blow God's plan. Jonah had that opinion. There was a cause and an effect that led to another cause that produced an effect that preceded the cause. What am I talking about? Jonah ran from Nineveh before he ever got there. When Jonah ran from Nineveh, there was an effect to the cause. Jonah said, Ninevites will get saved, cause, effect, I don't like it, I'm going to run. In Jonah's life, he caused himself for an effect to precede a cause. Now God proceeded to initiate an effect that also preceded a cause. Ninevites would get saved, effect, whale meets Jonah. Little black asparagus angel singing in the belly of the whale. I heard about that yesterday. The effect preceded the cause, and the Ninevites got saved. Jonah became broken in the effect. And the effect then led to the cause of the effect. God's effects bring God's causes. And the causes glorify God in the effect and in the cause. God knows. In Ephesians 1:4, He chose you before the foundation of the world. He knew. So He chose you. Why did He choose you? Because He knew before you existed what your decisions would be. So your decision was the cause. The decision you made in time, thousands of years after the world was created, the cause came. But the effect arrived even before the world was created. God chose you. You see, this is how it always works with God and us. In Titus 1:2, God cannot lie, and His promises are from before the world began. That means that every promise that is written in Scripture, every promise that the believer receives in his meditation with God, has, and that promise is a cause to an effect. And so the experiences that I have in my life are the effect to God's cause, God's promises. So let's say that God calls a person into a certain type of a thing, then God will prepare that person for that thing through His effects. What happens after that? The cause comes, the promise arrives. You see, this is why God says, "My counsel will stand." Because the effect was initiated by the cause. And the cause came after the effect in time. What does that lead? That leads to the finished work. The promises of God for your life are issues of the finished work. And the reason why God said, "Had I said," or "Has He said, and shall He not do it?" The reason why God said that, "Has He said, and shall He not do it?" is because "Has He said" was the effect of the cause. Something happened in the eternity future, in God's perspective. Time future in my perspective. But because God is eternal, the effect of the cause preceded the cause that initiated the effect. What does that mean? That means that the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. That means that "It is finished" was said before the world began. The effect preceded the cause. In Acts 15, God knows all His works from eternity. God knows all His works for eternity. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2:9, this is the goal. This is where all of the cause and effect and effect to cause leads. "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." What has God prepared for them that love Him? In Matthew 25:34, Word of God says, "Come you, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." What is the cause to the effect that God wants to give me the kingdom? And He's prepared it for me. And now I live in the effect of being the inheritor of the kingdom of God. Amen.